What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Burgundy and Gold today on this Wednesday. I am Ben Standing, and I cover the Washington Commanders for my Substack. We've talked about the Commanders a ton here so far because of the big news that the Commanders are getting Stephon Diggs. If you want to hear myself rant about this, I rant. I was nice about it. I'm calm. I'm fine. I don't know why I said rant. But I also talked with Santana Moss, Adam Kaplan. You can find all of that on the Odyssey app. But we're going to switch from the gridiron to the hardcore because there's a big moment for the Washington Wizards tomorrow involving Anthony Davis. Nobody better to discuss the ins and outs of everything here than our guy Mike Scotto with Hoops Hype at Mike A S C O T T O on X Twitter. And Mike and I used to be former teammates. I ran into him in Vegas at Summer League at the Trae Young press conference. So all that, Mike, how's it going? How's the summer going? Did Vegas treat you well?
Hey, what's up, Ben? Yeah, Vegas was good. A lot of good food, just nonstop meetings, all gas, no breaks. And then, got a little bit of downtime after that, went away on a family vacation and still had to put some news out, but all good. It's okay. It feels better when you do it like from the beach and you're breathing in some fresh air. You know what I mean? It helps in that regard. And now we got AD extension talks coming up, and you got Peyton Watson, Ben Mathurin, Jonathan Kuminga. We still got some things to tend to here in the NBA reporting world.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so I mentioned earlier that tomorrow Anthony Davis could hypothetically get a four-year, $275 million extension. Can you just kind of lay out for everybody what is going on here? What do you think could happen? What's the deal here with Anthony Davis and the Wizards?
Yeah, I mean, Ben, look, I had reported that the Wizards planned to have extension talks with Anthony Davis. There was a lot of chatter previously when LeBron James was going through his free agency process about the Golden State Warriors having interest in trading for Anthony Davis if they could pair him with LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. But ultimately, that didn't come to fruition. And I never got the sense that it was particularly close. You know, when Washington acquired Anthony Davis, you know, they were hoping that AD and Trae Young could be part of the team going forward with the young core that they have, and whether it's Keyshawn George and Will Riley, et cetera, Trey Johnson. They just took A.J. DeBonta. You know, I had always been told they wanted to keep him and you know, have him as a piece going forward. In terms of extension talks, look, obviously the number you laid out is kind of the max extension that he's eligible for. I don't think that that's – I should say I don't – I wouldn't say that Washington wants to give him a max. It's a lot of money coming up. So, you know, that's not where they want to go a full max. Do they want to extend him? Yeah. It's about figuring out what makes sense for both sides. So that's kind of where this is right now.
All right. So we're talking with Mike Scotto from Hoops Hype. So this is what's so interesting to me, right? I don't think there's any chance they're giving him anything close to that max money. But he wants something, and he's making well over $50 million this year. He's got a player option for over $60 million next year. So typically, mm-hmm. when you look at these kind of numbers, you think, well, a guy's not going to really want to take a pay cut. But I also can't see how the Wizards are going to give him anything close to that, even if it's just a one-year extension. That just doesn't make sense to me. Plus, that mm-hmm. third year would be cutting into then when they have to start giving out some extensions for some of their younger guys. What do you think makes sense from just a numbers perspective to find a middle ground for Anthony Davis to feel like he got something and the Wizards to feel like they didn't cramp their future?
In my opinion, I would say, you know, if you're giving Trae Young around 50, I would think you want to be there or less, certainly. You know, AD's got an injury history. He's older than Trae, who's kind of entering the prime years of his career. So I would think you want to go less than that. You know, I don't know if AD would be amenable to something in the 40s range, but, you know, when you get more years tacked on, I think that would be a question. But, you know, these are all talks that are going to happen starting tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, that would be my view if I was the front office of the Washington Wizards. You know, Trae Young, they're pretty much acting like he's the face of the franchise to an extent, the way that they just paid him the money they did. So AD's got to be either somewhere there, or would he be willing to take a little less than that? You know, time will tell. But you touched on, you know, the forecast looking ahead coming out in the next couple of years. When you're going to have guys like Keyshawn George, Trey Johnson, you got to figure out what you're going to pay. Will Riley, you know, eventually, even further down the road than that, you got DeBonta. So, you know, these are good problems to have if you're Washington, but you can afford some of these higher-priced veterans now. You know, maybe you try to get them in now and pay them more now, and then hopefully on the back end they take a little discount, but that remains to be seen.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
We're talking with Mike Scotto with Hoops Hype. As I mentioned before, you and I were at Trae Young's press conference out there after his four-year, $212 million extension, which got a lot of flack around the league. A lot of people are saying it's an overpay. I reported that the Wizards kind of reviewing it as, maybe it's a lot, but like we as in the Wizards needed to make an investment in our younger guys. We needed to get them a playmaker, a point guard to help run the offense, and they think they did that with a guy who's only 27 years old and has been, you know, an all-star and all that good stuff. What was your read on all the Trae Young aspect of this?
My read on it was, you know, when the Atlanta Hawks were at the trade deadline looking to move Trae, it didn't seem like there was a robust market for Trae on the trade market. And so the number that he got surprised a lot of executives around the league because of that. However, supposedly there was a mystery team that was in there that could have made things interesting. Even with that said, I mean, the numbers that he got for that extension blew away a lot of people within the league. But in Washington's viewpoint, he was the top free agent on the market, and they paid him as such. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. They have Travis Schlenk, the former Atlanta Hawks GM, where Trae Young went to a conference finals, I believe, with the Hawks at one point during the COVID era. So, you know, Michael Winger and Will Dawkins also were looking for a point guard to make the young guys around them better and hasten their development. And here we are. You know, Trey's a guy that has been a proven 10 assists per game guy, and he could stretch the floor. So for Washington, you know, they felt like they got a guy that was undervalued by the league and that they were able to swoop in and not really give up any assets. And in a similar vein, they looked at Anthony Davis when they acquired him from the Dallas Mavericks somewhat similarly. You know, Dallas was looking to enter the Cooper Flagg era and kind of shift away from some of the veterans that they had and the high-priced veterans like Anthony Davis. And so for them, they felt it was an opportunity to be opportunistic and buy low. So they're thinking going into the season ahead, those two guys are kind of the pillars, with A.J. DeBonta obviously getting a lot of hype and the rest of their young core, and want to see what it looks like. You know, the days of tanking are over, and not only for the Wizards, but just like in general with the new rules. So they are poised to have certainly an upswing of a season. I think the question is, how good can this team be if AD is healthy and Trae Young?
Let me go to a different topic. You mentioned A.J. DeBonta. I imagine that the Wizards are pretty happy with what they saw from DeBonta, the Jazz with Darren Peterson, Grizzlies with Cameron Boozer, and the Bulls with their guy as well. Did you get any sense in talking to people around the league, Caleb Wilson, I meant to say, about that anybody else in the league maybe had a change of mind as to how they would rank these guys or who stood out the most in Summer League?
No, I mean, look, at the end of the day, every executive I talked to had their preference of who they would have took. But at the end of the day, I think some of that was based on team needs. But the consensus was that if you took any of these four players, you were getting an all-star caliber player. You know, most people felt DeBonta and Peterson were potential franchise caliber changers. But certainly, like, Boozer and Wilson were considered perennial all-star candidates and potential all-NBA guys from executives I had spoken to. So I think it was just an order of preference. I think for all of them, they went to situations that fit their skill set. I mean, if you look at Washington, for example, you know, you already got AD there as your big. You got Trey at point. You got Keyshawn. You got Trey Johnson. Darren Peterson, sure, you could have made it work, but I felt like DeBonta had more of a need and arguably to some more of an upside swing with his positional size. With Utah, you know, many people wondered, were they going to go for Cam Boozer, because his father, Carlos Boozer, was a former member of the Jazz and now works for the organization. But they have a pretty loaded front court, and you get a guy in Peterson that can pair with Keontae George in the backcourt for a while, and it fit the team better. You look at Cam Boozer. Memphis has historically been an analytically driven team when it comes to prospect evaluation and roster construction. And Cam Boozer was the analytical darling out of the four of them. So that made sense there. Also a position in need following the Jaren Jackson Jr. trade. And lastly, with Caleb Wilson, by the time he got to Chicago, best guy on the board. Some people thought he had arguably the most upside. He showed it clearly in Summer League. And I think he's going to be a candidate certainly for Rookie of the Year, given the roster construction that Chicago has and the opportunities that he's going to have the ball in his hands and make plays for the Bulls.
All right, well, as Mike said earlier, there's still some moves to be made around the NBA. Nobody better to follow for all of them than Mike Scotto with Hoops Hype. Mike, I really appreciate the time. We'll see. I don't know, Anthony Davis, something tells me we could be waiting for a while for anything to happen there, but hey, it's good to be Anthony Davis. He's going to get some more money one way or the other, I would think. Not a bad place to be. Mike, thanks so much for the time, man.
Yeah, Ben, look, whatever happens with Anthony Davis one way or the other, you're going to have a guy that's motivated going into this year, coming off an injury-marred season last year. You know, I'm sure he's heard the noise, Trae Young as well, from, you know, the critics of the contract. So it's like for both of these guys, they should be going into the season with a chip on their shoulder and with a rising young core in Washington. So things are looking up if you're a Wizards fan, for sure, in the D.C. area. Anyway, brother, happy to chat with you. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Mike, I know you make great points. The chip on the shoulder is definitely a real thing. Thanks, man. I really appreciate the time.
You got it, brother.
All right, Mike Scotto with Hoops Hype. You know, we understand the news of the day is Stephon Diggs, and we have spent the show talking about that. But Anthony Davis is, you know, kind of a big deal for tomorrow. We'll see how long, what the Wizards do. I did write about this on lastmanstanding.substack.com. I answered a few questions about the Wizards, including what do I think is going to happen with Anthony Davis. You can check that out. All right, we've got more to come here. There's been the QB tiers that Mike Sando with The Athletic put out. Jaden Daniels, I don't know. I think he's not getting a lot of respect. We'll get to that next here on the Team 980.
But first, let's get the latest on the world of women's sports, presented by Allstate.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.